In the children's catechism, the question is asked, what is prayer? And the answer is, prayer is asking God for the things that He has promised to give us. And that pretty much summarizes, I think, the biblical principle of prayer, as we would say, what is it? What are we to do with it? Why do we pray? We've been commanded to pray. We've even been told we will pray. We've been told to pray always. And it just goes on and on. I think the key to all this is the matter of faith. God has made us those promises. But He's also not only given us promises, but He's given us instructions. And He's given us warnings. And each one of those issues that He has given to us comes to us by His Word. The promises, the instructions, and the warnings. And faith is going to God concerning the things He has promised to give us. Promises, instructions, and warnings. And then believing what He tells us. The old Puritans always seemed to tell you what something was not before they told you what they thought something was. With regard to faith, you might have 25 things. Faith is not this. Faith is not that. Faith is, and among those things is simply, faith is not believing in believing. If you believe hard enough, then you constrain God to do whatever you want Him to do. That's not faith. In fact, that's presumption. It may be, it's just another form of rebellion is what it is. Or believing what you think God says. Well, doesn't God say to love everybody? No, it doesn't. He does not say to love everybody. Well, doesn't God love everybody? No, God doesn't love everybody. And I'm glad that He loves some. And I'm glad that the mercies of God, the goodness of God, come to the just and the wicked alike, because, you know, honestly, when God's good to a wicked man, who's He good for? First of all, He's good for His own glory. And then He's good for His people. How many really wicked people do you and I depend on every day? I mean, I go to work with wicked people. And so I was thinking yesterday, too, about how many people get in those vehicles and they're drunk. And then and God takes care of us in that. I mean, I hadn't been run over by a drunk yet. I mean, I may leave this world at the hands of some drunk, but you know. And I know a lot of people at least have admitted, well, you know, I did some things I wasn't supposed to do when I was a young boy or young girl or whatever. And it was only by the grace of God you got here. But saying all that is to say this: that faith is taking God at His word. No matter what He's telling us, whether He warns us, chastens us, chastises us, punishes us, or whether He makes promises, or whether He gives instructions. The disciples were so impressed by those things, especially the things that the Lord was telling them to do. He says in Luke 17, verse 5, the apostles came to Him in the midst of a series of commandments that seemed to be very difficult. And I won't go into that, but the apostles prayed to Him in so many words. They asked Him for something. In 17:5 of Luke's Gospel, it says, "And the apostles said unto Him, unto the Lord, increase our faith." So that tells me that just a little faith might be a great thing, because with it we can move mountains. But a lot of faith is even a better thing. Now again, the means of that faith is the instruction, the word, the promises of God. The warnings, whatever He says about anything. That is the instruction of faith. I think of Hebrews 11 as well. I mean, I hear people saying, well, you know, Hebrews 11 really doesn't give us a definition of faith. Let me ask you, if I told you ice was frozen water, would you believe I had a definition? Okay. If I said that sugar is sweet, would that be a definition? If I said black is a dark color, white is a... black's not even a color. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. If I said this is my right hand and this is my left hand, given directions, would that be a definition? Well, my Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now that's faith. Now faith has to have an object, doesn't it? Now the ultimate object is God Himself, but the intermediate object is His Word. That's really exactly. Whatever He says is right. Makes no difference what He's talking about. Whatever He says is right. What He says about Himself, what He says about us, what He says about the world now and the one to come, and every other issue in the course of history and before history with regard to who He is, and after history with regard to what He's going to do with us. Now we can only find that in His Word. So faith, as we would make that list of all the things faith is not, we can say faith is simply taking God at His Word. And it's a gift. You can't do that without it being a gift. Faith is given to us by God. For by grace are you saved through what? And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not salvation. No, we know it is. But it's the means by which you and I get that salvation, lay hold upon it, appropriate it. If God says repent and believe the gospel and you'll be saved, then when I repent and believe the gospel, I should take Him at His Word. That's faith. I don't get away from this little book too much. This little thing I picked up at a chaplain's table in Vietnam one time. I mean, not this actual one, but a copy of it. And so I'm usually in it every day. I can't say I hit it every day, but I've been in it a long time. And the other day, September the 27th, I was reading along, and it's the evening devotional, and this is just scripture. No commentary, it's just scripture. Can't hardly go wrong doing that, can you? Tell me where this is found. You don't have to tell me the verse, but just tell me the book. Yea, has God really said? Where is that at? Who said that?
The serpent.
So we're going to be talking about Genesis 3, aren't we? Okay. Now follow the course of the study here. Yea, has God really said? When the tempter came to Jesus, He said, if you be the Son of God. Ooh, that sounds like the same hiss, doesn't it? Well, that's in Matthew's gospel there. We can find some in Mark and Luke as well. And then Jesus said unto him, It is written. Then the devil left him. All right, now listen, this is 1 Kings 13 here. I may not return with you, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as you are. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him, the man of God. Was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord delivered him unto the lion. which has torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord. And then Galatians 1:8. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now that's what you give to those guys who come and knock on your door and want to talk to you about the angel Moroni. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, I don't need faith to turn water into wine. I don't need faith to raise the dead or to heal the sick. I don't need faith to win the world. I just need faith to do what God wants me to do, to be what God wants me to be. And all these ancillaries, and truly they are, will take care of themselves. Primary in all that we are and do before God is faith in Him as He has presented Himself in His Word. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Oh, for a greater faith. Now, I would maybe suggest a few things that we can pray about right now. But I don't know of anything more important right at this moment in the history of our country than that God's people simply take Him at His word and stay there. In moments of discouragement, in moments of disgust, in moments of difficulty, whatever the matter may be, those are the times that we get the answer to the plea, Lord, increase our faith. You don't get them on the good days. Nobody grows on the good days. Please understand that. You don't make progress on the good days. I'm glad for the good days because they're sort of like mini respites. But just understand, when things are going real well, God's giving you time to rebuild. Because He's fixing to tear it up one more time. And it's all part of the program. It's all part of the program. You can't read James or 1st, 2nd Peter or what we read today. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. It just goes on and on and on because God has chosen that through suffering we be made ready to see Him face to face in the glory of His own righteousness. So faith. Okay? You've said this. You've warned me. I believe the warning. You've instructed me. I believe the instruction. And you've given me promise that you will never leave me or forsake me. I believe that too. So, the Word is center, isn't it? Indeed, He has raised His Word above His name. Well, let's pray and ask God to increase our faith. And in the matter that Pastor Jordan has ahead of him today, I've been there in those places where, you know, you walk in there and you're going to preach to people who just don't want to hear it. You're going to he's going to be preaching to dead men today. Not about a dead man, but he's going to be preaching to dead men. So God, may God be pleased to bless. Yeah. Well, I've had them just get up and leave. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's because the preaching wasn't no good. I don't know about that. But anyway, I've always told me just because they just don't like the truth, you know. But I think that has something to do with it, too. Well, God help us as we pray. You men lead us as we pray.
For our church, for our nation, as we go. Our God, gracious Father, first of all, the place of thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, when we think of our days that we have spent here, think back on, we know Heavenly Father that it is your grace, amen, that has brought us no flood at any time we walk these waves before not in accordance with the will and not having understanding and of knowledge. And yet, Lord, you sustain me with all of that and have given us some knowledge, Lord, if we might see some more of your glory in there. Thank you for that. We thank you for the provision that you made for us for the flesh also.
Amen.
And fed and clothed and get warm and get cool and all these things, Lord, we thank you for the rain that comes and even the drought that comes occasionally and causes us to judge ourselves and dry ourselves.
Amen.
See, Lord, if there be any grace in we then turn, Lord, to things of today. We do know that as Father, we are open to speak to these people. We know somewhat of their attitude and their position. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that somehow, some way, that these things he has said might have an effect, it might have wisdom, might grow, and might prosper. But we ask, Lord, that you would give Paul the courage and the word that he might preach it in its entirety, that it would not be diminished in him, that these things might be said that are needful, that be said. We also know, Lord, the burden that when you're speaking to a crowd of this kind sometimes, and even in a position that one is dead, we, Lord, don't know what to say or what to do. You know, these things are most difficult. So I ask your blessings upon
them. Amen.
We ask also your blessings upon those of our church family that is sick. If you might lay your hands upon them, that if it is not that they should be completely healed, but these maladies that you may give them comfort in. We ask also for our nation that we might see revival in all God's people and might become repentant of the way that things are going and the way that, you know, that they are trying to direct things outside of your will and your God. Thank you that most often that they do in your service. Lord, we know that all these things are opposite to the teaching of the Scripture, that your word is clear and it is the very picture of the Lord Jesus Christ in his righteousness. We ask now, Lord, that you go on with us through this very service, that you may receive honor and glory.
Amen.
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 Our Father and our God, we are ever so thankful that you have given us your word. And Lord, it's just because of that word, the Spirit is within us, the people, just the arm of you and our, of ourselves. Lord, we know that because of the Lord, that without you we can't be found. And then the Lord has been touching on in our lives. It's the Lord that is here to do this. The Lord, we can stand on the Lord, we can stand on the cross, we can stand on the Lord. Father, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our God who are humble, is not worthy of you. We study
Father, we know that
have miserable moments. We know that we have miserable moments. Each one of us here, Father, we pray that whatever the storm of life that we might go through, that you will bless, that you will give relief, that you will bless us in some particular fashion, Father, and we will, through our ignorance and misunderstanding, indeed it is our God and our Savior, that's taking care of us daily, Father. We just give you all the thanks in the world. We pray these things in your name, sir.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come and pray, Lord, we do indeed thank you for your mercy, Father. You brought us into your fold that is before us. And we might give honor and glory.
Amen.
We are indeed thankful, Lord, for your washing care of us, your children, and your children. And we thank you, Lord, for all the things you've given us, Lord.
They know many things, but
Lord, without that word, they cannot know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Let us have that word even in the written form of the Lord through the hearing of the word as the preaching of those of Father, we are thankful that there are many, many scattered all over this world that are hearing every day that word, not just in the ear, Lord, that it is going into the very heart, the depth of the soul, and it is causing them to see your glory and majesty, and that it is causing them to praise you and rejoice in you and in you alone. So, Lord, we are so thankful that we have been included in that number, and that we do know you to some degree. Lord, we know that we know nothing yet. And that's why we do look to you, and we are thankful that we have the opportunities that we have to meditate in the Word and to fellowship in that Word together. Lord, iron does sharpen iron.
Amen.
Lord, as we meet here, we are a few in number, but we are thankful that we just believe and trust and rejoice that we are of one heart and one mind. And though we have not the fullness of knowledge and there's some things that we understand differently, but we do understand that you are on the ground.
Amen.
And that our salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we are brought to the place that needs to be heard, that we will more and more come to the knowledge that you have given that one pure and the world's truth.
Yeah.
Father, we just want that in our lives. And we know also, Father, that the more that we have the truth that you give and the purity of that truth, and the more that we have the courage and the boldness and the grace to declare that truth, the more the world is going to be against us.
Amen.
And Lord, what is better? Well, which is worse? For the world will be against us or you? Who are we that we might choose to be friends with the world? Again, you can God. Lord, my God, help us that we never, ever come to the place that we can deny you,
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ. But uphold us with the glory of God. Uphold us, strengthen us, and build us up in the holy faith.
Amen.
Lord, my God, we have many things we are confronted with every day. But Lord, with you, we are able to overcome the burden of the world by the word of faith. So now we thank you, Lord, again, that your mercy and grace have been great unto us. And Lord, we just pray. Indeed, we love one another, and we are mindful of every time that one of us has to leave, especially Lord, with the individual soul. But we are mindful every time we have any kind of need, and we do trust that it will be supplied.
Amen.
And Lord, that we might be used some way, whether it be with small bread, that there is some way that we might be.
Yes, Father.
Oh Lord, again we ask for, especially for Lucy and Lord, and ask you to help them in their time of need, such as it is. Lord, we do pray.
pray for Jim. We love him. Thank you that he was at Ben Hospice. And Lord, we do thank more and more to the conclusion. And one we do that is more than as the Lord, the God, the Almighty, the Savior. And we do pray and ask God that you would do it. Again, in such a way, it will cause him to lose all love, all friendship with the Lord, and come into that wonderful and beautiful fellowship. Father, I do pray, for courage and boldness, great grace, God, that sometimes. Sometimes we have a false boldness, Lord, which is most false over us. Lord, we want to be true, we want to be faithful, but we do want to live with our grace. Just help us.
Amen.
Again, I have nothing without you, but with your Spirit. Thank you again, Father, for the church here, this one, and all of those, my sister churches, here from scattered all over this world. We do pray for them, because, Lord, we know that it is a common salvation, and there is one more. There's one Spirit that dwells in and among all of us. We do hope, look for, anticipate, and expect to see your glory in full sight. Lord, it is hard for us to comprehend exactly what that. But Lord, we have a taste of it here, and we are anxious that it might have the glory of God. We know that you are glorious, and we honor you. All things, all beings, how can we say that you are glorious? Through the Spirit of Christ and the nation. Now go with us through this great battle that we might be manifest the love of Jesus. One to another. Help us always to be mindful of one another. Whether we be near or far.
Amen. Our Father, we thank you for the day, for your mercies. We thank you, God, for a fresh reminder of what we heard in the previous hours, of those great and wonderful things of the living God, and what you've done for us, and what you've even done through us because of Christ. And Father, among all the things you've given us, besides the Word that became flesh, there is that Word that you spoke from the very beginning. And we pray, Father, that you would increase our faith in your Word. And Lord, it is a wonder. We stand back in awe of what the Word of God is. that indeed it is life, and all the necessities that are fundamental to our existence in this life and are necessary for the life to come. There is breath, there is peace, there's hope, there's even food to eat that no man knows except those to whom you give it. And Lord, we stand in awe of your word in several reasons, but not the least is that that word brings us faith, a faith that is necessary to believe that word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How wonderful it is to see the great work of redemption and salvation and then sanctification as you bring the word to save us and to sustain us and then to make us holy. That by hearing that word, we have that faith without which no man can please you. That faith that tells us you are. In fact, you are so comprehensive in your being that it is in you that we move and live and have our being. And that not only that you are, but you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. That's your word. And we come, God, today to ask you for those who have preceded us in the faith, those who have been used of you to preserve the faith in the inspired word. Lord, they said, increase it. We ask you to increase our faith as well. Lord, I pray that we would not have a thought that would not be centered upon you. That we'd not have an ambition or an aspiration that doesn't find your glory to be its goal. Lord, that we don't have anything to sustain us except, thus saith the Lord. That we might understand when the Lord said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that we would understand that just like He meant it to be understood. And daily we would find ourselves feeding upon that word. And Father, remind us that there's times because of the flesh that we're not going to be excited to get into your word. That your word really will be more of a habit than a happiness. But God, we ask you that you would still bless it. And you remember the frailties of who we are and what we are. And remember, oh God, even as you promised, to send us the Holy Spirit and He would teach us in all these things. But remind us too, He's not going to teach us anything that does not fall under the porch of the living Word. Now, Father, we do long to hear the words behind us. Here's the way, walk in it. We long to see that we've planned our ways, but you direct our steps. We long to go where you'd have us go. And we pray, Father, that you would bless. So, don't let us be like the old prophet that was deceived by another. And Lord, we feel sorry for that man. But all he had to do was what you told him to do. And are we any less vulnerable than he? We pray, Father, that you would remind us that by your grace and for the sake of Christ, that all we have to do is what you've told us to do. So we cry out to you for strength. We cry out to you for a revived heart. We pray, Lord, renew us and turn us, and then we'll be saved. That for ourselves, for this congregation, for our brethren around the world, Lord, even for our country. God, turn us, and we will be saved. That's your promise, and we count on it. In Christ, to His glory and honor, we pray. Amen.